Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's get real for a second. We live in a world that's constantly buzzing, flashing, and demanding our attention. Every notification, every scroll, every like is designed to give us a little dopamine hit, a quick burst of pleasure. But what happens when we become so reliant on these instant gratification loops? That's what we're diving into today. Building resilience in this crazy digital world. Ever feel like you're teetering on the edge of overwhelm? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes, and you just have to check it, even if you were about to start something important? Yeah, I get it. We're going to unpack some practical strategies to help you reclaim your focus, build mental toughness, and actually enjoy the offline world again. Because trust me, there's a whole lot of beauty out there beyond the screen. All right. Let's jump into 5 key takeaways that are going to be your secret weapons for digital resilience. First up, mindful awareness. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's simply about paying attention to how you feel when you're using your devices. Notice those dopamine spikes and crashes, the feeling of urgency when you see a notification, the satisfaction of scrolling through endless content. Once you understand these patterns, you can start making conscious choices about your screen time. Think of it like training yourself to become a mindful consumer of digital information, quality over quantity, people. Second, set boundaries. You wouldn't let someone walk all over you in real life, right? So why should your phone be any different? Set clear boundaries around your device use, designate tech-free zones, like the bedroom, schedule specific times for checking emails and social media, and don't be afraid to turn off notifications when you need to focus. Remember, you're the boss of your digital life. Not the other way around. Third, find alternative sources of pleasure. Life isn't just about likes and shares, folks. Rediscover the joy in offline activities that actually nourish your soul. Reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, connecting with loved ones face to face. You might even rediscover old hobbies you used to love. Trust me, there's a whole world of experiences waiting for you beyond the screen. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the endless scroll and forget all the good things we already have in our lives. Take some time each day to appreciate the simple pleasures, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it shifts your mindset and helps build resilience against the negativity that can creep in from the digital world. And finally, practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we all struggle sometimes. If you find yourself slipping back into old habits, don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. Let me tell you about a time when I really put these principles into practice. I was in the middle of writing a new project, but my phone kept pulling me away with notifications and social media updates. I felt that familiar pull of the dopamine loop, just one more scroll, one more quick check. But this time, I remembered what we talked about today. So, I put my phone on airplane mode, closed all the tabs on my computer, and took a walk outside. The fresh air, the sounds of nature, it all helped me reconnect with myself and refocus on my work. When I came back inside, I felt refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle my project with renewed focus. It was a reminder that sometimes, the best way to stay productive and resilient is to step away from the screen and engage with the real world. Remember, building resilience in a digital world isn't about becoming a Luddite and abandoning technology altogether. It's about using technology intentionally and consciously, creating boundaries that protect your well-being and cultivating practices that nourish your mind and soul. You got this. So, what's one thing you're going to do today to put these tips into practice? Maybe set a timer for your social media use or schedule a tech-free evening. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep it real and keep exploring the world beyond the screen. You've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.